This podcast is brought to you by Switchboard, providing peer-driven support services for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and gender diverse, intersex, queer and asexual people, their families, allies and communities. Switchboard Victoria also has a dedicated queer, trans, intersex people of colour program. You can find out more at switchboard.org.au. This podcast is proudly made with the support of the Victorian Government.
Yes means something so much more to people who live through this.
It occurred to me how many people were homophobic in Australia. That was the first time they actually counted through a survey how many people didn't want queer people to get married.
I guess we're looking for our culture to embrace us as well as queer people. And it's just there's a lot of different stories in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander queer world.
People tend to fall in love. And they lose a sense of who they are. My belief is to be able to rise in love.
I remember coming to Australia, this sort of really enthusiastic small person with hijab on, with my family. Like, my family actually came here with me.
Well, I guess I was scared of the no.
My impression of the postal vote and the kind of result and then the legalisation of same-sex marriage itself, like, was that it was intended to be a great distraction from what was happening at Manus and Nauru at the time.
I was like, what are we actually fighting for here? Are we fighting for marriage or are we fighting for equal right? What about getting a job and being queer? What about, you know, adequate housing? You know, I was having these thoughts at 15 years old and I'm like, who are these people that are leading this?
We have to essentially find a community and we have to say that, well, for who we are and who we come as, like, you know, we belong here. And I guess that's probably one of the biggest fears that both of our respective parents harboured, wondering whether a Jing Cheng Lau can actually make it as a gay Brian in Melbourne, Australia.
I guess that intersectionality is the interesting place for me and probably for other people of colour as well.
I look at inviting myself to the table, being a person of Fafafine, trans woman of colour. My story is just as important as the white person's story, and so are all my other people of colour comrades. These stories are just important. People need to know our narratives. People need to know what we go through. People need to know what we experience, what makes us tick.
I'm Tan Hung Pham, and you're listening to When Love Wins, stories where queer people of colour share with us their lives during the Australian Marriage Postal Survey.
Thanks for listening. This podcast has been produced by Switchboard with the support of the Victorian Government. To find out more, visit switchboard.org.au.